Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Do you know what today is?
Today is a huge holiday.
Some argue today should be a national holiday.
Bacon chocolate chip cookie.
It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Chocolate chip cookie important to me.
It's a chocolate chip cookie!
Chocolate chip.
I do.
Chocolate chip, your favorite.
Happy National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
It's showtime.
Let's do it. The Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty.
Yeah.
Waking you up, trying to make you feel good. It is Tuesday morning, 6:09. Show number 1,937.
Yes, it is.
37 as we march toward episode number 2,000. And I'm wearing the glasses again. I'm giving it a shot. I don't know how it's going to happen.
They're feeling better, or feeling about the same?
I guess. Even last night, sitting watching TV, Jody goes, "What's wrong? What are you doing?" I said, "I'm trying to find my line."
I remember when I got something was wrong with my prescription a couple of years ago, and I kept for 2 weeks. Seriously, it was like I can't get used to it. And I brought him in. She said, something's like a little bit off. She said, but eventually you just get used to, even the prescription you don't need. It's like,
you get used to it being off.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and right, then it ruins your eyes more.
Yep.
Georgia.
Wow.
Jody, I love you, but I don't know. This one's worrying me.
We'll see what happens. All right. Well, day number two. Actually, day number three.
Yeah, day number three. Yeah. It's like you made him eat sushi or something.
It must have been brutal watching hockey last night.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
I ended up taking him off. Jeez. Yes, go Knights, go. Yes, that's what I did. Plugged in my little AM stereo transistor radio. Yeah, go Knights, go. Big win. John Schaefer will be in next half hour with some news. I'm sure have an update on that. Sunshine hot and again hazy today from all that smoke from the fire. High today 107, 103 tomorrow, 79. Now here we go. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's the Dallas Cowboys topping the list of the world's most valuable sports teams. Next, the New York Yankees, followed by the New York Knicks and the L.A. Lakers. Those are your most valuable sports teams. I don't know if anybody is right now, but as of now, sure. Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you might have heard about this, part of a group that just bought the XFL for $15 million. That seems cheap to me, but I get it. It's, it's the XFL. Now, they declared bankruptcy in April. The deal won't be final. It has to be approved in bankruptcy court, and then if it goes through, the plan is to launch it, the XFL, inside a virus-free bubble, kind of like the hockey has done, as soon as next year. So maybe he can, buy the Titanic, too, and start up a nice cruise line or MySpace. I don't know. Wow, Dwayne, I mean, good for you. If
this
anyone
one
can
won't
make it,
sing.
Yeah,
This will be Titanic 3.
Yes, I know. I mean, if anybody can promote it and all of that, I mean, he can, but, people still have to come out to see the games and all of that stuff. So who knows? It was very sad yesterday. I don't know if it should be sad, but Val Kilmer. He was on Good Morning America, and he talked about, he has had throat cancer, and he has a tracheotomy, the whole bit. He doesn't sound good, but he says he feels better than he sounds.
I'm doing great. I feel a lot better than I sound. Just like every other language, dialect, you have to figure out a way to communicate.
And that's the audio.
Yeah.
That they had on Good Morning America.
Yeah, it's very, very hard to understand him. I did not realize it was that bad. And God, the poor guy. I mean, he really went through it. He really, really went through it, He is supposed to be in Top Gun 2. That will be out now next year. It won't be released until next year. Okay. So. And Meghan Markle, she turns 39 years old today. Despite the best efforts of the Queen, she will have a birthday today.
Yes.
They're showing like the best of Suits with Meghan Markle in it this week, which is interesting. Yeah. Forget she was in that.
Yeah. it's the best episodes of that show.
The best episodes with Meghan Markle in them. Yes, that is my take. Brought to you by Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. With it, you're covered. ChooseHPN.com.
Forgot to play this yesterday. For the first time in 19 years, a new song by the Go-Go's.
Oh, yes. I watched the documentary, by the way.
Did you?
It's really good.
They were bad girls.
They were. They were. Now they weren't.
Right.
But they were. But it's good. It's kind of sad, too. It's really a good documentary. I was surprised at how good it was.
This is called Club Zero, the first song, new song from the Go-Go's in 19 years. A sample of that. Zero.
It's a little B-52-y. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's that 80s kind of punky. I like that.
So
I
slam like or jam or pump or dump or smash like or that. Trash.
I like that.
First new song from the Go-Go's in 19 years.
Yeah. Love
good
it.
For them, so.
Good documentary. Watch it.
All right. Philip Bailey, Phil Collins.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I listen all the time.
Right here every day.
Waking you up on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Text or call either way. We'd love to hear from you this morning if you're up and at it. 6:36. My stepdaughter, Sarah, is already up this morning for her birthday, which was last week.
Oh, well, okay.
She's going parachuting, skydiving.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. Okay. Good
for Lindsay.
Okay.
Oh, that should be an experience.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Now, she's a little... she's...
So
Lindsay got her this for her birthday, and they're going skydiving.
You're my best friend, and we are going to jump out of a plane together. We are doing it together, Sarah.
So I told her, I told Sarah, I said, hook up with my daughter, Nick, because she did it on her 18th birthday.
Yeah.
And maybe she can give you some tips or tell you how it is. And
yeah.
The tips. Hope the chute opens. Yeah. That's the only tip you need.
Yeah. And pull the rope, Sarah.
My daughter, Nick, after she did it, she goes, Dad, you so have to do this. And I said, no, I don't.
Yes, you do.
And I said, have you done it?
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's not
both
anything I ever wanted to do.
15,000 feet.
I lived on an island. There's nothing else to do except jump out of a plane. So.
Yeah, I never have wanted to jump out of a plane. There are lots of things I wanted to do. I've never had any desire to do it. Ziplining, love.
I am such a puss as well because same thing.
Yeah.
I said, no, I don't. I don't have to do this.
No, I don't know that it's being a... I don't even know if it scares me. I just don't have any desire to do it.
Now, my daughter Nicole said you don't have time to be scared because once you step, like, make that first step out the plane and then let go and you fall.
Yes,
The scary part is over and you enjoy the view and everything else and stuff like that.
There's a good 30 seconds of scare after that.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary till the chute opens. Plummeting toward the earth.
That's when the relief comes in.
And you don't even know you pooped your pants.
Stepping out of the plane is the scariest part because I've never stepped out of a commercial airplane. I always wait till it lands. So.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. Point.
The scarier part is when the instructor you're jumping tandem with holds your hand so you don't grab anything before you fall out of the plane.
Yeah.
That's the scary part.
There are guys who are paratroopers out there going, fun.
Exactly.
It was fun jumping out of planes. Oh, when I was in Korea and Vietnam, it was fun.
My nephew-in-law is a paratrooper or was a paratrooper. And he would tell me the training is brutal because they make you parachute like over water at night in the ocean or something like that. Or they'll say there's something wrong with your chute that you have to figure out on your way down.
My uncle was in Korea and it was awful. And then he went on to be a parole officer in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was worse.
Probably
than being
scarier.
In Korea. Yeah, he was a mess. He was a mess.
Has anybody listening this morning up and early, have you done the skydiving thing? How was it? Would you do it again? Because my daughter, Nick, said, I would do it again.
Oh, yeah, people love it, yeah. I mean, I wish it's something that I wanted to do. I don't know, maybe Angie will make me do it one day because she wants to do it. So I
can't believe she's never done it.
I don't think she has actually. Wow. Yeah.
We were talking about my stepdaughter, Sarah, for her birthday, going skydiving this morning. This is the picture she sent from the airport. Look at that. That looks nice, doesn't
it? Beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful morning to jump out of a plane.
Very nice.
Both you and I have our doubts about that.
Yeah.
But would never do it. Carmine's on the phone. Carmine, what about you?
Oh, you should do the skydiving thing once, but once only. The second time is the time that'll almost kill you.
Because you know what to expect.
Yeah, well, I did it. My ex-wife bought it for me for a gift 20 years ago. The first time I went great, landed awesome. So I said, I'm going to do it again because it was like a quarter of the cost. So I went back up. I jumped again. Didn't land so well. I forgot to unplug my ears on the way down.
Uh-oh.
I thought my radio guy said flare, but he actually said right turn because they sound the same.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so I took all the air out of my chute from about 100 feet in the air, and I dropped like a sack of potatoes. So I had two choices. Either land in my legs, hopefully, you know, tuck and roll, or I grabbed my steering toggles is what I did. I put my legs in front of me like a gymnast. I landed on my rear end. All my top discs are bone on bone.
Okay.
Bottom are bone on bone.
Okay.
And all the ones in the middle are bulging with just a little bit of stuff left.
Oh, boy. You're sure selling it, my friend. You're sure selling it.
Yeah. Go ahead and do it.
But you should have hung up on him 30 seconds ago.
Do it once the second time. Don't do it the second time.
Now, I think what threw us all was when you said, because it was half the cost of the first time.
Yeah, because you got to go through training and stuff, so they charge you for the training.
And you sign a lot of papers.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I had to do that just for zip lining. Jeez.
Yeah. You did, right?
Yeah, I've been paying for that for the past
20 years.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
man.
Keep in mind, it was your ex-wife that got you this, so.
That's what I'm telling you. Be careful.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Wow.
Which, you know what? Forgot to ask him what he does for a living.
He makes balloon animals now, Mike.
With all the bone-on-bone.
It's a giraffe.
Oh, my God. Oh. Well, I'm sure Sarah and Lindsay will have a great experience. It's going to be a lot of fun. Here's to both of them. Jump, Van Halen.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, for everybody calling about skydiving, you're not selling it.
No, not at all.
Carla and I have never done it. Doubt we will. Morty, you've done it. John did it.
Yeah.
They say, oh, it's so awesome.
Right. I think you have to want to do it, though.
I think so.
There are people who it's like, I can't wait. I really want to do it.
You just don't want to.
No. Uh-uh.
Did you want to?
No.
No.
It was like a...
No, it was like a spur of the moment.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, it was a spur of the moment thing.
Oh.
I think if I had time to plan to do it, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I would have messed with my own mind.
You grow up near a volcano and they make you do it? You got to sacrifice someone today.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah, exactly. The sad part is we live on an island, we get off the island, and then we jump on a plane and land back on the island.
Yes, that's right.
Instead of going somewhere else.
I know.
Seems like a good plan. Sunshine, hot and hazy today.
Yes.
I think if you're going to parachute, you would parachute as soon as you can.
Yes, do.
Because with that heat, that can't be good. High 107 today, 105 tomorrow. Maybe do it tomorrow. 81 outside.
Well, they're already there.
That beautiful day. So we'll see how it goes. Lori called and said, well, I was with this club and we signed up at Tommy Rockers.
Yeah, at a bar.
And then only three of us showed up the next day to do it.
I'm sorry.
And I give her credit because even after that,
I don't want to go.
She still did it.
I know.
Okay.
Hoo-wee.
And she lived to tell about it.
We signed up at the bar. Jeez.
You really went? Oh
my God!
We were just kidding.
I thought we just because we got a free drink if we signed up. I didn't think we're going.
81 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is such a great idea. Some hotels have started renting out day use rooms as personal office spaces. To bring in some money. Now, occupancy rates, they say, across the U.S. are at about 40%. European hotels not expected to recover anytime soon either. So they're reaching out to local residents. If you're, you know, if you want to get away from home, you've been working at home, you know, one day here, one day there, and they're offering good deals to do this also, wow. So you can use it as an office. And you got a gym, if you want to go to the gym, a sauna, you got the pool, if you want to take a little break, yeah. Right? You got a bed, you can sleep. And they say most of these rooms now are Zoom meeting ready, so you can go on in there, you got to have a meeting, and you just want to take a load off, get away from the kids, maybe. But yeah, it's cheaper than, you know, obviously renting probably office space a few, whatever, that yeah. You're going to be in a few days a week. So, good idea. Lord & Taylor, America's oldest department store, they have filed for bankruptcy, founded in 1826. Now, they also own Men's Warehouse and Joseph A. Bank, which have also filed for bankruptcy. Why? Because no one's buying suits.
Oh.
No one is buying suits right now.
And you remember there's this guy.
You're going to like yep. The way you look. I guarantee it.
Who was that?
I'm
Zimmerman?
George Zimmer. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no one's buying suits. There's, you know, don't really have to wear them to work. And if you're working from home, you're not right. Going to weddings. You know, hopefully you're not going to funerals. Not a lot of people can. So not a lot of suits being sold. And I think this is good news. The pandemic may mean the end of McDonald's ball pits. Oh, yeah, those things were disgusting to begin with. The CEO says, I don't know if we have ball pits in our future. That's what the CEO said. He said there's probably some good public health reasons, though, for us not to be doing ball pits anymore. They were gross to begin with. If you took your kid in there, you always found the sock or diaper right, that yeah. The last kid lost. They're just gross to begin with.
How do you say that with a straight face at a board meeting?
I know.
You're the CEO of this huge corporation.
I don't know.
Worldwide.
Ladies, gentlemen, if we have ball pits in our future.
If it's not on the agenda, anymore, it should be.
Yes, yes. The pit with balls in it, we probably have to get rid of. What with the pandemic, we don't
everybody need shuffling through their papers.
Yeah, we don't need to. Yeah.
I don't have data on ball pits.
Exactly. What happened?
Here's another reason why I'm single. I always wanted to have a ball pit in my house.
Yeah, well, yeah, Morty.
And that's still going to happen.
Mark that down on the list, too. That's great. Ball pit in house. That's okay. All right.
Can't you wait for that date, the Zoom date, so Carla, for Morty and some woman, and he's in the ball pit.
So afraid Morty's going to buy Neverland. I really am. Oh, no, they sold it. Morty bought it. Yeah, they bought it. He's got a dinosaur in the front. It's great. He's got a ball pit. It's awesome.
Ball pit and one of those tube slides from my bedroom down to the first floor.
There you go. It's the movie Big.
I don't know.
People don't know, by the way, Morty is 67 years old, too, and that's what's odd about. Few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, read this email that we got, because I want to know how other women would feel if this happened to them.
This really bothers me a lot for some reason. One of our listeners said, hey, guys, before the pandemic, before everybody started quarantining, one of my dear friends got married. She finally sent me some of the wedding pictures, and I was absolutely speechless when I saw them. I'm a bigger woman, not huge, just bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Her wedding photographer apparently photoshopped me to make me look slimmer. She said, I'm really bothered by this. She said, it's no big deal, said my friend. Her friend said, what's the big deal? And she said, I don't have to ask permission. They're my wedding pictures.
Right.
She said, I don't really agree with that. But my friend said she photoshopped me for my own good. I think she should have asked me first. They might be her pictures, but they're pictures of me.
Now, was she the only one? Does it say if she was the only one photoshopped?
I don't know, but she sure noticed herself.
Okay.
You know, being photoshopped. She said, maybe I'm being unreasonable here. But, you know, is my friend trying to tell me something? Are we really that great of friends?
Now, clearly that would bother you if that happened to you.
It would bother me. First of all, I have no friends that would do this.
Okay.
None.
But if you did.
Yeah. It would bother me. However, I may look really good and think, well, this is nice. But then somebody will see me in real life right. And go, ow, wait a minute. You wanted me to meet her? No, that's not. See? Yeah.
I have the wedding picture here.
This looks totally different. Okay. That's that question, too. It's like, are your pictures, when somebody takes a picture of you, I get they took the picture of you, but it's you.
Right.
You know, I mean, should she have asked permission? Is that something you do?
All right. If you're listening this morning, are you upset about that? If that's you, are you upset about that?
Yeah.
And would you agree? Well, it's her picture, so she can do whatever she wants.
Right. And I'm pretty sure there's not going to be one guy who calls in and says, no, that's totally wrong. You know, no. Did she look better? Wouldn't bother me. Well, no, it wouldn't bother you, you big fat slob. Of course it wouldn't bother you. Jeez.
I would love it if they did it with me.
Yeah, same here.
Exactly.
I'm so much better looking on film.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You can reach out to us, 702-739-9636. Text or call in. 7:37, Mike and Carla Morning Show, reading an email that we got from a woman who said she was in a wedding. She goes, I'm thick. I'm a bigger woman.
She said, I'm a bigger woman. Yeah.
So I get the wedding. I'm in this wedding, and the girlfriend sends me the wedding picture. She noticed that she had me Photoshopped so I would appear thinner.
Yeah.
Should I be upset? Because my friend says, hey, it's my wedding. It's my pictures.
Right.
So I have the right to do whatever I want. If you're that person, are you upset or do you go, hey, you know what? I look better.
Right. I look pretty
good. What's the harm?
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of our listeners said, well, as a professional photographer, I'm not a fan of making people look slimmer in Photoshop unless a client asks for it specifically. You can do that with posing. You can make people look, you know, different or whatever with posing. Mm-hmm. He said, but sadly, those photos do belong to the person who owns them and paid for them.
Oh.
She may be in them, but they're not hers to, you know, choose what are done with them.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people very upset about this, and Shauna said it'd bother me. But the friend is right. They're her pictures, you know. But it just seems to me like that's totally judging your so-called friend by doing that. A lot of people have spoken out. Tom said, wow, imagine being the poor bugger who's now married to that bridezilla. She's going to have her smiles airbrushed as well and everybody else's in their pictures.
I thought all brides had their larger friends as their wedding party anyway, so they always look the best in the photos and at the wedding.
That's to make you look good,
and
right?
And don't we all, if somebody takes a picture of us...
Oh, please.
Don't we all... Let me see it.
Yeah, let me see. Take another one.
Yeah, that's not good.
Take another one. Yeah, well, she didn't get a chance to do that. It's just, all of a sudden, I'm really thin. Jeez.
See, like, Morty and I agreed, hey... You do that to me?
Yeah.
Someone give me a 7-pack.
And then when some girl sees you and goes, okay, you don't look like... You've gained weight, haven't you?
Yeah, that was from a few years ago, and I fell off the wagon.
No, it was actually in March, but okay.
Yeah.
So you're fat? Okay. Who's the guy behind you?
That's Brian. Guy? Brian, what do you think?
Well, I had an experience back in 1989 before Photoshop.
Oh.
I got married, and I had acne pretty bad. I was embarrassed about it quite a bit, and I got made fun of a lot. Then when I got married, I thought, well, it cleared up. It looks pretty good. You know, it was a little bit... Now I'm 54, by the way. And then we cleared up a little bit, and I'm like, I struggled with it almost all of my life, even until just recently, funny enough.
Right.
And he didn't Photoshop it, but he touched it up because he's one of those professional photographers that could do that back then. It was just like, I thought it cleared up, and I thought, but when he did it, he goes, I did you a favor. I took off the... And I'm like, well, so I was kind of torn, like, well, thank you. But at the same time, I was like, I thought it looked pretty good, but I guess that...
Oh,
like,
see?
I was like kind of torn when you said that. I'm like, I was really actually hurt. I was, but at the same time, I'm like, should I be grateful because nobody looks at me and goes, oh, he's like a hideous creature from the Black Lagoon, blah, blah, blah.
See, I think if he would have phrased it differently and said, hey, listen, I hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
But I
never noticed. Yeah.
Here's what I did.
Right. I just kind of cleaned up the pictures.
And if you don't like it, tell me and I won't do it. But you look at this and if you like it, fine. If not, I'll change it back.
Listen, if it still goes on as you get older, I know every time we come in here, it's like, oh my God, I have a zit. It's like, well, guess what? Everything's still working. You still got those young hormones. That's good.
Yeah, well, I'm a very happy person. It's just, and it struck a nerve, man. I'm like, well, I don't know which side I'm even on that one, but I did get hurt quite a bit.
Right.
But at the same time, I thought,
Well, it's my wedding photos that'll be there forever.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. I was torn.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you so much. Yes, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, great show, by the way. Love it.
This issue that a woman has, big woman.
Yeah.
And said, hey, I was in a wedding with my friend, and she photoshopped me to make me look a little thinner and a little different than what I look, and I'm upset.
Yeah.
Should I be?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, well, one of our listeners said, wow, the bride was kind of wrong to do that. If she wanted skinny bridesmaids, then why didn't she just pick skinny bridesmaids? A lot of people kind of making that same point, you know. Another one of our listeners said, you know, if she didn't like the way her friend looked, then she shouldn't have had her in the wedding. It's really insulting. It really is. I mean, you guys may think it's a, you know, not a big deal, but it kind of is a big deal, you know. Tamara said, clearly this is not a real friend. I really don't care what any of my friends look like. I would never do that or make fun of the way they look, especially in my wedding, unless it's a funny filter that we're all doing something with.
Yeah.
Fine, you know?
All right.
So, yeah, everybody a little against that one,
okay.
At least on this end.
Jack, what about you?
Hey, Carla. I am a big man.
Yes.
I'm 6'3" and about 300.
Okay.
I'm offended is that my father has been passed for 17 years, and my father's F word was fat. I've been called that this week twice.
Doing that in a picture is just a subtle way of saying that word.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. It's that, you know what? We're all beautiful, and we're all unique, and we all add to the flavor of life. That's how God made us.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, you don't want to get that guy mad. I would never do
that. I like you, Jack. I like you.
6 plus and 300 pounds?
Yeah, I know.
Woo. Damn.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
You know, it's the last week, the final push, Project H2O. 4th annual, collecting cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army. They need it mostly during the summer, of course, year round, but it's during the summer. They really crave the bottled water. And we're doing it with Subaru of Las Vegas. 4th annual, where you can drop off your cases of bottled water at 6455 Roy Horn Way, right off the 215. Monday through, the last week, today through Saturday.
Yes.
8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, if you can do it, 4 cases or more, we'll turn you on to a gift certificate from Above the Crust Pizza, Robo Pro Golf, or Salud Mexican Bistro and Tequileria.
That's right.
Your choice. Right. Limit 1 certificate per family per donation.
But. Yeah, big push. Come on, man. Last week, they need it big time. Big
I know
time.
It's a little difficult for everybody right now.
Yes.
And with our building closed.
Yeah, I know.
Subaru stepped up, which I like because they're open Monday through Saturday.
Right.
8 a.m. to 8 p.m., so it gives people a little, a little leeway with the donation. A lot of people can't do it between 8 and 5.
Yeah, no, you got extended hours, you got an extra day.
So if you can help us out this last few days, please go to our website if you want more information about the 4th annual Project H2O, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine, hot, and again, hazy from the smoke that coming in from that fire in the mountains. 107 the high of the day, 105. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find my line here. There you go.
You can't see.
105. 84 now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this whole thing's just sad. TMZ, and I mention them because they're the ones who've really been covering this, and sadly, TMZ is right most of the time. They say Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are living, they're on a private family vacation trying to basically save their marriage, but like friends surrounding them say that she's just at the end of her rope and she just wants a way out. And I always say, well, then just do it, you know. But
right. But
I'm sure it's quite complicated with two people like that who have a whole lot of money and a lot invested and all of that stuff.
And a lot going on.
We'll see. Yeah, yeah. But it's just, Lordy, celebrities should not be able to get married. They should just not be allowed to get married. They just shouldn't. It's always a mess.
Or,
you know,
or get married. But when you know it's done, just walk away with what you came with.
Yes, that's right. That's right. All done. You know what? I had the pots and pans, right? You had the
washer and dryer.
Yes, that's right. And I had the fridge. It was my fridge.
I believe.
You know, because I'm sure it's probably that simple for them.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Listen, you guys remember maybe a month, maybe 2 months ago, there was a reporter in Sacramento who was doing a live shot in her bathroom and didn't realize her husband was showering behind her.
Oh.
And he was exposed on TV. Well, the video, of course, went viral back then. Now, they have released her. Her contract ended. So her contract was up. They let her go. Now, apparently, she was suspended after that. But I mention this because I know a lot of people got to know her from that live shot that she did. And her husband. They got to know him pretty well.
Oh, I bet.
Too. They did. Very, very well. So, yeah, she's looking for a job. I'm sure she'll find one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she'll find one just because of that.
Got to be careful.
No, you do have
when you're
to
doing
be
the Zoom or the Facebook Live or
that. And it's those, you've seen those pictures of the cute girl. And
then
it's like, oh, dear God, what happened to your bathroom? Jeez. Do you ever clean? Tom Cruise and the producers of Mission Impossible 7 want to blow up a bridge in Poland. A lot of residents are saying, no, it's a national monument. Now, their deputy culture minister said, well, it stands in ruins. It has no value. Not all old things are monuments. And he says, you know, the law says that the monument is that which has social, artistic, or scientific value. So he's like, you know, blow it up and you know. And
but it's Hollywood. Can't they make believe like they blew it up?
That's what I'm thinking. But it's Tom Cruise. So you got to go and blow up a real city. Leave my Poland alone. I am Italian and Polish, by the way.
We always forget that
Italian.
If somebody brings up Polish.
One quarter Poland. Yakshimash. Leave it alone.
The way he looks Polish at than it you.
Is he's doing them a favor. That's what he's
that's what I'm sure he's thinking. Yeah. And I'm sure they're deputy. Hold on, let me get Deputy Culture Minister by the name is Paweł Lewandowski.
Yeah,
so,
Ski.
There you go.
They call him Ski in the capital.
Exactly. I'm surprised it's not Stanley or Stage.
Stage.
And I'm not stereotyping. Believe me, I have them in my own family. So blow up the bridge in Poland. But after that, please make the sequel to 365 Days if you guys do that. Please do. I cannot wait to see what happens.
They were hot.
They were hot. That's my take for now. Listen, you want to get caught up anytime. 96.3kklz.com.
Earlier this morning, we gave you a sample of a new Go-Go song.
Yes.
First one in 19 years.
Yeah.
But listen to this. Carla and I tracked down the number one songs of summer this week in music history.
Yeah, I love these.
The past four decades. So this is the past four decades.
Mike, I'm just going to tell you right now, we'll know three.
You know what? I looked at them. I think I know one.
Oh, no. I think, you'll know two.
I know two for sure. But
you'll know,
as we take a dip in the hot tub time machine, here you go.
Number one, this week in music history, 40 years ago.
Where have you been hiding out lately, honey?
Know it.
Glasses
30
hear that
years
one. Ago.
Glenn Medeiros. Yeah. 10
years ago.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Eminem and Rihanna.
Wow.
Great song.
Really? Yeah, okay.
Great song.
So in 1980, Billy Joel, still rock and roll to me.
Yeah.
Glenn Medeiros, 1990, She Ain't Worth It, when he was like 10, I think, when he recorded it or something like that.
You must have been playing that at the other station.
NSYNC in the decade of 2000, Ain't Gonna Be Me. I'm sorry, I don't remember that.
Well, your daughters do.
And Eminem, like you said, featuring Rihanna.
Yeah.
Love the Way You Lie. That was the decade of 2010.
Okay. All right.
Past four decades, your number one songs.
Eminem, isn't that a letter in the alphabet? What is that?
Four decades.
Alabama, what is that?
It's true. Spandau Ballet.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
I know Morty will be a big fan of this story. I don't know if we were going to do this in the other news, but a company called GNS Foods in Texas, they supply American Airlines with all the nuts it hands out on the planes.
Ooh. Right.
Well, nobody's flying.
Yeah.
So now they're sitting on 87,000 pounds of nuts.
And jeez, they have nuts.
They don't have any way to unload them.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised. First of all, they're still serving up nuts on the plane, but well, they're serving a lot of nuts on the plane, that's for sure.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, they're holding on to their nuts. They don't know what to do. I don't know.
Too bad. Yeah. You'd think a parade or something would...
Yeah, a big nut parade.
Yeah, big nut parade. Just throw out...
That's called Vegas, Mike. That's what that is.
You know, in New Orleans, instead of throwing out beads, throw out nuts.
Throw your nuts. Sure, why not?
There you go.
I would show my boobs for nuts. I got enough beads.
I'd show my nuts for nuts.
Yes! Yes, exactly. Oh, here. Toss me a bag. Oh.
Sorry, Morty, you went left. It turned.
It seems like I'm not the only one that enjoys this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Listen, my best friend Monica called me yesterday to tell me, you know, that last story you guys did today on the guy's thing that fell off.
Oh, in the other news?
Yes. He said it was great, and then Morty's laugh. To go along with it, that was just a great story.
That was an odd story, wasn't it?
It was a very odd story. Very odd. And now it's sitting on his arm for God only knows how long.
Give that guy a couple of bags of nuts.
Yes, yes, because he's harvesting fruit. Uh-huh. Jeez. Yes. Oh, poor guy. Jeez, for life, dude. Here.
It went left and we kept going. We're already in the Pacific Ocean.
Boy, if you missed that story, check out the Mike and Carla Morning Show page.
What else you got, Mike?
I just wanted to talk about a stockpile of nuts.
Well, there you go.
In Texas that they can't get rid of.
Right there. If anyone saw that headline on any newspaper, they would giggle.
Right.
Stockpile of nuts in Texas.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's Texas. Come on.
Backed up with that other story about the penis on the arm. But
yes, that's right. Oh,
that's just me.
It's mine. It's growing.
Okay.
It's growing nicely, actually.
There you go. All that kind of stuff on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Go ahead. Not doing anything today? 96.3kklc.com.
We do have fun on this show. One of our listeners actually wrote, I don't know who this is, but they said, I have come to the conclusion that if there's a person who doesn't laugh several times while listening to your show, they have no sense of humor.
Wow.
Thank you very much. That
we do
is
appreciate
really
it.
We do, and we do have a blast every morning. We definitely do.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. I know you play this game a lot, and so do I every once in a while. Mozambique is worth the most points in Scrabble of any country at 32 if you were allowed to play country names.
But with our rules, we are, so.
Okay.
We can even make up good, or use, you know, dirty words and stuff like that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of stand countries are, too.
Yeah, I would imagine
big point getters, too.
Now, if you're playing with somebody like Wendy, don't even think of making up a word or using, you know. No.
She's no fun to play games with because she's so smart.
No, I know. It's like, well, you didn't tell me how to spell it right. Jeez, it's phonetic.
Yeah.
Come on.
Spell it like I say it.
That's right. Do D can be spelled many ways, Wendy.
Duty.
Well, you know.
Dio.
Yeah.
T-E-E.
Yes, that's right.
Do-T.
That's right.
Okay. That's 15 points. Well, there's a lot of people not handling the pandemic as well as others. A guy in Pennsylvania shot a cigar store clerk for telling him to wear a mask.
Come on, people.
So the guy gets home and the cops go to arrest him because you can't do that, Carla.
Right. No, you cannot.
Well, he started shooting at the seven cops that went to his house.
There we go. Okay.
And his lawyer in court said he's not handling the pandemic.
He's stressed.
Yeah.
Okay. He's very stressed.
So
he's been in his house for 4 months eating potato chips. It's not.
Sorry, they all can't be wild and wacky.
No, I know. No, as a matter of fact, I won't do any wild and real wacky today, Mike. I'll wait till tomorrow.
Oh, good.
I will. I'll wait till tomorrow. I will give you this one because you mentioned a couple weeks ago. I think somebody drifted off in a flamingo. In one of those inflatable flamingos.
Oh, yes.
Well, the Scottish Coast Guard had to rescue a couple guys after they drifted out to sea on an inflatable pink Homer Simpson donut. They had to send a helicopter out.
Oh, man.
And then they hovered over the guys for a while, and they were able to pull them up to safety. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Two guys.
Yeah, in Scotland.
Huh.
Yeah, bet there was no alcohol involved there, huh? Oh, man.
I wonder how long the Coast Guard over there hovered over.
You know, we're just gonna
hover for a while.
Gonna wait up here for a little bit.
Yeah. Jeez.
You're not funny anymore.
Oh, wow, man. And an 11-pound baby born in Texas. Nurses say it's the biggest baby they've ever delivered there.
Holy crap.
This hospital baby's father says doctors were expecting maybe a 7 or 8 pounder, but his brother was 10, so we got 11 on this one.
Yeah.
Baby's name
That's
is
a big
Lane.
Baby, right?
It's a very big baby, and may I just be specific when I say that Lane came out at 11 pounds, 4 ounces, 22 inches long, and he's already an accountant. So I'm Lane. I'm here to do your taxes.
Does it say if it was a C-section or not?
Because I hope it was a C-section. If not, it was just an automatic C-section. Once you pop that out, wow, that is honey, that's kind of a Z-section. There.
I'm hurting.
Wow, yeah.
First thing out of his mouth.
It's exactly busted right out.
Carla, I'm a big guy. Woo-wee. Well, good luck to you, Lane. You know what? You got a long life ahead of you there, by golly. Woo-wee. Big baby. Very big baby. It is Tuesday, right? Yes.
Yeah.
It's the other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news so you can start your day on a positive note. It's just a cute story. Out of Lakeside, Montana, two kids got married last week, Ivan and Jerry. They met in first grade. They met other people along the way, and they started dating about 13 years ago. They're 91 years old, by the way.
Wow.
Jerry and Ivan. Yeah, they decided to go ahead and do it. You know what? After 13 years of dating. Now, there was a 30-page prenup that each one of them, you know, agreed to. Yes, before they got married, Mike. My point is, they're smarter than you were that first time, second
Thank
time
you.
Around.
Thank you. Boy, this story's making me feel good.
I know. Now, they had to postpone their honeymoon due to the coronavirus, but they said, what the heck? You know what? We're going to get married. We're 91, by golly. I would think at 91, you might say, whatever, with the prenup, but you know what? They both agreed to it, and they did it.
Wow.
They did. I know. A prenup at 91.
Well, they're wild and wacky kids.
Yeah. Ivan and Jerry, by golly. Wow.
I brought the teapot.
Yes, that's right.
And I'm taking it with me when I die.
That's fine, because I want my microwave.
Yeah.
You're not taking that.
Anytime you have a feel-good story.
You are.
Email it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com or a local feel-good story. Call us when we're on the air Monday through Friday morning at 702-739-9636. All right, we're about wrapping things up. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by... Oh, wrong spot.
Yes.
See what happens?
Yes.
I can't see.
Hello? Hello?
Harmony Homes.
Harmony Homes.
Take a look at your future home at harmonyhomes.com. All right, wrap it up, recapping the show. Skydiving. We talked about skydiving. My stepdaughter, for her birthday, is going skydiving and right now going through training and everything else.
Yeah.
Nobody sold us on it. Nobody.
Nobody did.
Out of all the calls.
One guy wrote in, by the way, and said, by the way, guys, line of the day, it was half the cost of the first time. Thank you,
sir.
This
was great. Also, we talked about the woman who got photoshopped in wedding photos.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a big, oversized woman said it kind of upset me, but my friend said, hey, those are my pictures. I can do whatever I want with them. And a lot of people didn't agree.
I'm still getting comments on that one.
I'm sure. And then the final thing, don't forget, final few days, Mike and Carla's fourth annual Project H2O. You can donate cases of bottled water to benefit the Salvation Army over at Subaru of Las Vegas, 6455 Roy Horn Way, today through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you donate four cases or more, we'll turn you on to a gift certificate from Above the Crust Pizza, Robo Pro Golf, or Salud Mexican Bistro and Tequileria. So do that. Information on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Much appreciated if you can help us out at all. So that's Project H2O. That about does it for us. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. Try that. All right. We're back tomorrow.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.